Mine. This primal cry is one of the first words children learn. Toddlers in sandboxes shout it out during epic struggles over plastic buckets. For adults, the idea of ownership seems natural and beyond contest. You know what it means to own stuff, whether you're buying a new home or claiming the last slice of pie. Mine couldn't be simpler. But a lot of what you know about ownership is wrong. Once you understand how the rules actually work, you will see the drama taking place beneath our workaday concept of ownership. Governments, businesses, and ordinary people are constantly changing the rules on who gets what and why. Each of these choices creates winners and losers. And this has always been so. At its core, human society exists to help us deal with competing claims to scarce resources, whether food, water, gold, or sexual partners, so that we don't kill each other too often. Even the Garden of Eden story turns on ownership. God instructs Adam and Eve that the tree of knowledge and its fruit belong to God alone. It's mine. Don't touch. But the first people pluck the apple, they are evicted from the garden, and human history begins. Since then, ownership has been up for grabs. The Knee Defender. James Beach is a large guy, over 6 feet tall. On a United Airlines flight from Newark to Denver, after takeoff, the businessman lowered his tray table from the middle seat of row 12 and attached his knee defender. The knee defender is a simple plastic bracket available for $21.95 that clamps onto the metal tray table support and locks the seat in front. Its website claims the knee defender will stop reclining seats on airplanes so your knees won't have to. Assured of his workspace, Beach opened his laptop. The knee defender claims are real. When the passenger sitting in front of Beach tried to sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight, her seat didn't budge. She complained to the flight attendant, who asked Beach to remove the clamp, but Beach was slow to comply. Outraged, the passenger slammed her seat back, popping out the knee defender and jolting Beach's laptop. He quickly jammed her seat back up and reattached the clamp. That's when she turned around and threw her drink at Beach. We'll never know how this might have escalated because the pilot took charge and changed course to Chicago for an emergency landing. Both passengers were removed from the plane, which then continued on to Denver, an hour and 38 minutes late. The same conflict keeps erupting, most recently with video. On an American Airlines flight from New Orleans to North Carolina, Wendy Williams reclined her seat. The man behind was in the last row, so he could not recline. Instead, he pushed the back of Williams' seat repeatedly, like an irritating metronome. Her video of this high-altitude fracas quickly went viral.